Hello, respected viewers. Here I am in Chester Cathedral, so a former Benedictine abbey, raised to cathedral status under the age of Henry, under the time of Henry VIII, when he dissolved the local abbey. And look, but nevertheless, they still have these memorial plaques in Latin to various people who are buried near here. I shan't translate the whole thing, okay? Who was chapel was rector of Derby, so it says. Anyway, so it's a very fine medieval building, and it is enormous. There will have been hundreds of monks here. And look at this splendid stained glass windows with these biblical scenes. You can see our Lord himself on the right with a large halo, his disciples with smaller halos. And look, even on the ceiling, all the frescoes painted, fresco as in fresh, as in they paint it whilst the plaster is still damp, sinks in, is very vivid, all these saints. So the handiwork is splendiferous. And then you see the detail on the stone. How about that? It's two. Wait a second. I'm messing up the zoom. Okay, so I'm near the altar. It's Palm Sunday. And you can see on the altar, look, they have they've covered up the cross with this purple cloth. Because, you know, purple passion, okay? And the angels up high, holding their candles. Another thing is there's a lectern, and the Church of England churches, the lectern is always in the form of an eagle. I'll show you in a minute. Here's the good book on the eagle lectern. Roman Catholic Church, I mean, we have some sort of a lectern, but it's not in the shape of any beast. Even the floor, artwork in the floor, in ancient Greek. What else was I going to point out? Two candles. Of course, in the Universal Church, we have six. Nobody's ever been able to tell me why six, even ask priests. And yet more stained glass windows up high. And then I'm going to show you the ceiling in a second with more splendiferous images. I could go all the way. How about that? I'm always aware when I watch these things back, I move too fast. Because I need to film one thing for like 10 seconds so you know what you're looking at, so you don't get too disorientated. Because I've seen it with the naked eye, so it's all right for me. But it's difficult craning my neck. Anyway, here is the choir. These stalls are often reserved for dignitaries, Christianity being totally inegalitarian. And look at that. Marvelous vaulted ceiling, hey? Anyway. So this was a Roman town's Chester, as in castrum, meaning camp, which is why Chester or Cester is in so many toponyms in England, and only in England, not in Wales, not Scotland, none in Ireland. Okay, and so we go round. There was a chapter house nearby where the monks would hear a chapter of the Bible each day. The zoom on this thing is fantastic. Look at the infant Jesus, the adoration of our Lord and Saviour. There he is in his manger, up high. So the colours are exceptionally bright. Okay, that's enough of baby Jesus. And then going up here. So this little city is beside the River Dee. We're very close to Wales. It was quite a major castle here. There was a lot of soldiers here when England and Wales weren't united in case there was fighting. And all these memorial plaques. And then up high, you see the urn as though for ashes, but actually cremation was very unusual in Christendom until the 20th century, was disapproved of, not forbidden, because they thought it had pagan connotations. Look, a little coat of arms down the bottom. And so often people are buried below. Doesn't tell us exactly where, underneath, so on. Okay, so look at this, the people coming there on the camel. Who are these figures on the camels? Oh, that, okay, well, that makes sense. Oh, the three kings, the Magi, following the wandering star. And here's the Blessed Virgin, Joseph, and their donkey, and he's laying in his manger. So try not to film other cathedral goers. You'd think there'd be worship, because it's almost noon, maybe just finished on Palm Sunday, as in the day when Jesus entered Jerusalem. And look, what's this, the Cheshire Regiment. yeomanry. The yeoman was a social status in the late Middle Ages, as in somebody who owned a horse. And the yeomanry were part-time cavalry, do their ordinary job but had a horse and could fight when needed to. They needed to fight. So they're like middle class if you owned at least one horse, because most people didn't even own a horse. And then you can see some prelate buried here with the heads of his most illustrious ancestors and ancestresses, and this enormous organ. Look at the ceiling. This gold leaf effect and coat of arms, the royal coat of arms in the middle. You see the fleur-de-lis and all the rest of it. Isn't it splendiferous? Anyway, I mean, I knew there was a cathedral here, but I didn't know it was so magnificent, spacious, because cathedrals in the British Isles tend to be like a barn compared to ones in Italy, France, Spain, and so forth. Okay, and look, they're more modern mosaics. Because I was saying about frescoes are painted on plaster, wet plaster, as opposed to secco, that method of placing on dry plaster where the colours are not quite so vivid. And there's obviously more modern they've got in English. And Ahab said to Elijah, "Hast thou found me, O mine enemy?" Okay, so scenes from the Holy Bible. So plenty of worship space, but of course the congregation's fairly thin on the ground. So this is the nave. So an Anglican cathedral. There's a Bishop of Chester. Every cathedral contains a cathedra, which is the throne for the bishop. And then the diocese is the area administered by the bishop. But the bishop is quite busy going around his or her diocese. Of course, women have been bishops in the Church of England for over 20 years now. Therefore the dean, he runs the cathedral on a day-to-day basis because the bishop's too busy, okay? And yet more memorial plaques to people laid to rest here. Okay, and then images of local saints. Saint Werburger, Oswald, Aidan, he's Irish, hurrah. Saint Joseph, Saint Chad, Saint Wilfred, Saint Ethel, Fleda, and so on. Okay, and then out into the center of the city. Now there was another cathedral a long time ago, closed down by Henry VIII, which is near the old Roman amphitheater where the first Christians in the city were martyred in ancient times, because of course the Romans had two forays into Britannia under Julius Caesar, two subsequent years at 55 BC and 54 BC. Of course, 55 BC comes first because they're counting down, and then it was about 98 years later they came back and conquered Britannia, but they only meant Wales and England and the very southern bit of Scotland. But they evacuated southern Scotland after a century or so. Of course, there's no word or concept of Scotland or Wales or England at the time. See this full-scale Lego model of it, the cloisters I walked around, okay? There was a chapter house for the monks to sit in and have a chapter of the Bible read to them every day. Anyway, so that is a little tour of Chester Cathedral. I hope you found it most illuminating. It's a magnificent cathedral, like the bare stone walls. You just think of all the man hours that went into this when there was all physical lifting. They didn't have any, anything that was electric powered or whatever, or steam powered to help them in the days when they were building this. The maintenance of this must be very expensive. Look, the draped urn, staple of 18th and 19th century funerary monuments. Okay, so thank you for watching my video. And look at the RAF flag up above with a roundel. So I'll say goodbye now. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Okay, so goodbye everyone from Chester Cathedral.